Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back, that little band from Texas. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my books is jimblasingame.com. Check it out. Ruth King is here. Ruth's one of our favorite people on the planet. She's the CEO of Profitability Revolution. RuthKing.info is her website. That's where you can find her books, Profit or Wealth, also The Courage to be Profitable, and so many others. Her book on cash is amazing. And folks, you just need to hang out with her. If you'll hang out with Ruth and you'll believe her, subscribe to her philosophy, you will survive and thrive. Ruth, thanks again for being here. We've loved having you on the show for all these years, 16 years. We're talking about how to help people not only stay open tomorrow, but to be open 10 years from now. And have something of value whenever they get ready to ride off into the sunset, whether they give it to the children, whether they form an ESOP for the employees, or whatever they do. It's all about it's not about accounting, it's all about financial management, which is not accounting, is it? It's not the same thing as accounting.
No, definitely not. And the other thing that they need to do is make sure that they have some sort of recurring revenue. And, you know, you can do anything from a recurring revenue, because if you're going to ride off into the sunset, whoever's buying it, or if you're, you know, hopefully you're selling it to your kids, you're not giving it to your kids. You can sell it to them at a really cheap price if you want, but they have to have value and skin in the game, at least the way I look at it. And from a recurring revenue perspective, you have a group of clients that you do work for all of the time, and mm-hmm. you can count on the revenue from them. So it could be, you know, and I hate to use the cliche of the Book of the Month Club, but that was pretty much the first recurring revenue thing that happened.
Yeah.
You know, you and I are dating ourselves with the Book of the Month Club and the Record of the Month Club.
I don't remember. I don't even know what you're talking about, Ruth. I don't even know what you're talking about.
But think about it. You can do recurring revenue for whatever, you know, your business is. If you're selling cupcakes, for example, you know, you could have a Cupcake of the Month Club.
Right.
You could have, from a service perspective, something that you provide them every single month or once a quarter or every 6 months. But every business I know of can have recurring revenue.
I'd like to make a recommendation on the recurring revenue thing. By the way, folks, she's right about that. But what I'm going to encourage you to do is come up with a simple, low-impact recurring revenue program that you don't try to take advantage of. So I've subscribed to some recurring income things, Ruth, and they never stop bugging me. You know what I mean? And I've got others that happen only twice a year. And whenever they send me something and it's part of my deal that I agreed to, and they say, would you like to have three more of these? Guess what? I always order three more because I like what they're doing.
They don't bug me.
The recurring revenue thing, folks, can we agree that recurring revenue is not, for most companies, is not intended to be all of your business. It's intended to sustain cash flow and keep your customers connected to you. Isn't that the main reason?
And build loyalty between you and a certain group of customers. And usually they're elite customers of some way, shape, or form, because they are, you know, they're loyal to you, you're loyal to them, so you're in a situation where you pay most attention to them, and they will pay attention to you. But you're right, don't bug the crap out of them. Excuse me for saying it that way, but, you know, say thank you, we appreciate your business, and here's, you know, whatever I promised, whatever. And don't bug them.
Yeah. It's really annoying. So one of my favorites is along your lines, I helped an HVAC company years ago, 30 years ago, create one of these twice a year, come out and do a regular inspection of your equipment in the fall and the spring, make sure everything's going good. I paid them $79 a pop. But guess what? Along the way, they discovered that I needed a new compressor or whatever. Now it's another $1,500 that A, they might not have gotten, and B, it kept me from not being cool in the summer when I did, in an emergency. So it was everybody wins, right?
Everybody won. Everybody won.
And they never bugged me. All I did was schedule the two appointments.
That's it. And they won't bug you. They'll maybe send you a thank you or a newsletter or something once a quarter or, you know, something like that these days. Yeah. So, I mean, you can do it. If you're a pest control company, you can do it. If you're a heating and air, if you're a plumber, you know, any home services company
you can
do
it. If you're a restaurant. You can do it if you're a restaurant. You could have a quarterly schedule. The restaurants have done it. I've been a member of those with restaurants.
Sure. It's a frequent diner club of some way.
That's exactly right. In this case, it's more about loyalty, tying people to you. And boy, howdy, in the world of Amazon and Walmart, we need stuff like this as small business owners, don't we, Ruth?
Absolutely. Just do it. I mean, so save your cash and build recurring revenue. Those would be my two parting comments, and thank you for all the years.
Thank you, Ruth. You've done more than anybody to help us understand the concept, the power of profit, and the connection of profit to cash. And, of course, we know you're going to keep on working hard on this, and we appreciate you very much, Ruth. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. Give us the website again, Ruth.
It's ruthking.info, and I wish you well. I know you're going to do 27,000 other things, so we haven't heard the last of you.
Thank you.
Which will be cool.
Thank you, Ruth. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. Please follow her. You'll thank me later, I promise you. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.